Page I-1, Section I, Oregon Information. This section covers Oregon-specific rules. About this section, this section provides information specific to Oregon. About this manual. This manual is not a substitute for a truck driver training class or program. Formal training is the most reliable way to learn the special skills required for safely driving a large commercial vehicle and becoming a qualified commercial driver in the trucking industry. Although DMD tries to ensure the material is current and reflects applicable law at the time of publication, this manual is not a legal authority and should not be referenced in a court of law. Any amendments to this manual that occur after the publication date will be posted to the electronic version of the manual on the DMV website, OregonDMV.com. DMV contact information, DMV website, OregonDMV.com. DMV phone number, outside the Portland area, 503-945-5000. Within the Portland area, 503-299-9999. You can also use TTY at 800-735-2900 or the Oregon Relay Service at 711. Road information, tripcheck.com. To obtain an Oregon Commercial Driver License, CDL, you must have or meet the qualifications for an Oregon Driver License, Non-Commercial Class C. Be at least 18 years of age. You must be at least 21 years old to drive commercial vehicles in interstate commerce. Note, interstate commerce includes vehicle operation within Oregon if the trade, traffic, or transportation originates or terminates outside Oregon. Present proof of your full legal name, lawful status in the United States, identity, date of birth, and residence address. Please visit OregonDMV.com. For a list of acceptable documents, provide your social security number, have at least 1 year driving experience in a non-commercial Class C vehicle, complete requirements for any CDL endorsements you may need. Note, you will need to complete entry-level driving training, ELDT, before taking a hazardous materials endorsement knowledge test for the first time. Pass a vision screening, submit a copy of valid medical examiner's certificate, MBC, and, when required, a state medical waiver or federal exemption or skill performance evaluation SPE certificate. Get and hold a valid Oregon Commercial Learner Permit CLP for at least 14 days before you take the CDL skills test. Complete ELDT before scheduling a CDL skills test for a Class A or B CDL, or a passenger or school bus endorsement for the first time. Pass the CDL skills test. Not be suspended or otherwise disqualified from holding a CDL in any state. Certify the type of driving you expect to do while holding a CDL and pay the applicable fees. Exceptions from commercial driver license requirements. Personal use recreational vehicles. Emergency fire vehicles used by firefighters. ORS 652.050, emergency vehicles used by qualified emergency service volunteers, ORS 401.358, or operations under a farm endorsement, entry-level driver training, ELDT. You will need to complete ELDT before scheduling a CDL skills test if you are applying to obtain a Class A or Class B CDL for the first time, upgrade an existing Class B CDL to a Class A CDL, or obtain a passenger P or school bus S endorsement for the first time. You will need to complete ELDT before taking a hazardous materials endorsement knowledge test for the first time. You must take ELDT from a training provider listed on the training provider registry. Next page, page I-2. The training provider registry can be found online at tpr.fmcsa.dot.gov. Only training providers that are registered with Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, through the training provider registry can provide ELDT. ELDT is an FMCSA program. Questions regarding ELDT should be directed to FMCSA. Additional information can be found at tpr.fmcsa.dot.gov. If you have previously held a CDL, you may not be required to complete the ELDT requirement if you provide an Oregon driver record showing that you previously held the class of CDL or endorsement you are applying for, an official driver record from the jurisdiction of issuance showing that you previously held the class of CDL or endorsement, a statement on official letterhead from the issuing jurisdiction showing that you previously held the class of CDL or endorsement, or the previously issued CDL you held, showing the class of endorsements. You will not be required to take ELDT if you are applying for a Class A or B CDL and have a military skills test waiver. Certification for driving type. You will need to certify the type of driving you expect to do. Most drivers will want to certify a driving type of non-accepted interstate. If there is any chance that you may operate a vehicle in non-accepted interstate commerce and you qualify, you should certify that driving type. Otherwise, your CDL and or CLP may be needlessly restricted for use in Oregon only or for specific operations. Changing your certification of driving type may require you to go into a DMV office and have a new CDL issued. Your options in Oregon are non-accepted interstate. You operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce that is not accepted by federal regulations. You meet and will continue to meet all federal requirements, including medical qualifications for operations of a CMB in interstate commerce while holding a CDL or CLP. You may also operate a CMB in accepted interstate commerce and intrastate commerce. Accepted interstate. You operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce, but engage exclusively in transportation or operations that are accepted under 49 CFR 390.3 F, 391.2, 391.68, or 398, or in intrastate commerce. You will not be required to maintain federal medical standards, but you will have to meet Oregon CDL medical standards. Operations that are accepted interstate include transportation performed by the federal government, a state, or political subdivision, occasional transport of personal property not for compensation or for a commercial enterprise, transportation of human corpses or sick and injured persons, emergency delivery of propane winter heating fuel and pipeline response, farm custom operations, custom harvesters, operation of a vehicle by a beekeeper engaged in seasonal transportation of bees, non-articulated farm vehicle operation within 150 miles of the farm, non-accepted intrastate. You operate exclusively in intrastate commerce. You will not be required to maintain federal medical standards, but you will have to meet Oregon CDL medical standards. Physical examination. To qualify for a CDL or CLP, you must undergo a Department of Transportation dot medical examination performed in accordance with 49 CFR 391.41 and 49 CFR 391.43. The medical examination may only be performed by a medical examiner listed on the National Registry of Certified Medical Examiners, 49 CFR Part 390. Subpart D describes the requirements to be listed in the National Registry. Additional information about the National Registry is available at nationalregistry.fmcsa.dot.gov/home. The examiner will upload your MEC to the National Registry. The FMCSA will electronically transmit the MEC to DMV. Upon receipt, DMV will post the MEC to the driver's record. An MEC can be valid for no more than 2 years while you hold a CDL or CLP. DMV will monitor the validity of your MEC. If it expires, you will be notified that you must submit a new certificate to a DMV or surrender your CDL or CLP. DMV must cancel your CDL or CLP if you do neither. Some physical conditions will disqualify you from driving a CMB, as defined in 49 CFR 390.5. A medical waiver may be issued for some otherwise disqualifying conditions. A medical waiver or exemption to operate a CMB in non-accepted interstate commerce may be issued by the U.S. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA. If you believe you qualify for a federal waiver or exemption, call 503-399-5775. Next page, page I-3. A medical waiver issued by DMV is valid for no more than 2 years and applies only to drivers operating a CMB in intrastate commerce. An application for a medical waiver is available from DMV by calling 503-945-5083. If the FMCSA or DMV has issued a medical exemption letter or skill performance evaluation certificate, the driver must have the current and valid documentation in their physical possession. Knowledge testing information. All DMV offices offer commercial knowledge testing. Some offices will allow you to schedule an appointment, but one is not necessary. You can find available appointments at dmv2u.oregon.gov. Commercial knowledge tests are given on a touchscreen monitor. Audio assistance is available if you request it. You are permitted to bring your own wired earbuds. Commercial knowledge tests are only available in English. Interpreters are not allowed. You cannot use any manuals, electronic devices, or notes to help you answer the test questions. Commercial knowledge tests are not timed, but you must complete the test before the office closes. Check dmv2u.oregon.gov for individual office testing availability. Once enough questions have been answered to determine a pass or fail, the test will be terminated. If you fail a commercial knowledge test, you may request a document that will give you the sections in this manual relevant to the questions that you missed. If you fail a knowledge test, you may retake the test as early as the same day. Retests are dependent on terminal availability and wait times. Commercial knowledge test scores are valid for 6 months from the date the test was passed. If knowledge test scores are not used for an issuance within 6 months, the test will need to be retaken. Hazardous Materials Endorsement, HME, requirements. Federal Transportation Security Administration, TSA, rules require every person who applies for a hazardous materials endorsement to undergo a security background check that includes submission of their fingerprints for FBI review. You will be required to pay a fee for the security background check. For information on requirements for the security background check, locations, and hours of operation of fingerprint sites, or to complete the application and submit fees, visit the TSA website at tsa.gov/forindustry/hazmat-endorsement or call 855-347-8371. Next, we see figure 5.4, which is identifying the air brake system components and location of a single circuit system. General procedures. Determine if evacuation is in the best interest of safety. Persons who are wanted or under indictment have been found not guilty by reason of insanity, have a felony conviction within the previous 7 years, or were released from incarceration during the previous 5 years for a felony conviction of certain crimes, may be considered a security threat by TSA and disqualified from holding a hazardous materials endorsement. Also, an individual is not qualified for a hazardous materials endorsement if the individual has a mental defect as defined in TSA rules or has renounced their U.S. citizenship. DMV will not issue a CDL with a hazardous materials endorsement until a TSA background check has been received and entered into the applicant's Oregon driver record. If TSA determines that you present a security threat, DMV will not issue a CDL with a hazardous materials endorsement. You will need to complete ELDT before taking the HME knowledge test for the first time. Fees. The cost of your original CDL or CLP will vary depending upon the number of tests you must take. Test fees must be paid prior to taking the test. If you fail a test, DMV will charge a fee for each time you take the test. If paying by check, bring a separate payment for your issuance fee and test fees. A CDL fee schedule may be found online at oregon.gov /ODOT/DMV/pages/fees/CDL.ASPX. Skills test appointments. If applicable, you will need to complete ELDT before you are able to schedule a CDL skills test. You may take your skills test through a CDL third-party tester. CDL third-party testers can often schedule tests more quickly and at times or on days not available at DMV. Third-party testing fees are set by the third-party tester and may vary by company and location. Contact DMV or visit the DMV website at OregonDMV.com for a list of CDL third-party testers. Additionally, you can take the skills test through DMV at select locations. You may make an appointment with DMV by calling 503-945-5000 or schedule anytime at dmv2u.oregon.gov. CDL skills tests are scheduled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it is a good idea to schedule your CDL skills test as early as possible. Next page, page I-4, skills test information. The CDL skills test consists of three segments, the vehicle inspection, basic control skills, and road test. The CDL skills test must be conducted in a motor vehicle that is representative of the vehicle class and type you operate or expect to operate. All segments of the CDL skills test must be completed on the same calendar day unless you previously passed the segment of the CDL skills test and have a usable score. The CDL skills test must be conducted in English only. CDL skills test segment banking. If you fail any portion of the CDL skills test, you may retake the failed segment and any other required segments as early as the next day. Testing is subject to examiner availability. If testing within a CDL third-party examiner, please note that they are required to schedule tests at least 48 hours in advance. If your CLP expires prior to successfully passing the CDL skills test, you will be required to obtain a new CLP and complete all segments of the CDL skills test, even if you previously passed one or more segments. To obtain a new CLP, you will be required to complete applicable knowledge testing and pay applicable fees. Additionally, you will need to hold your CLP for at least 14 days before you will be permitted to take the CDL skills test. Out-of-state skills test results. Oregon will accept the results of a CDL skills test administered by a state or third-party examiner in another state if the driver attended training in that state and was issued an Oregon CLP prior to taking the CDL skills test. Skills test validity periods apply. Skills test validity period. CDL skills test results are valid for 6 months from the date the test is passed. Drivers applying for a CDL must complete all application requirements and be issued a CDL within those 6 months, or they will need to satisfy any prerequisites up to and including retaking / passing knowledge tests and obtaining a new CLP to take and pass the CDL skills test. Skills test vehicle. You should complete a thorough vehicle inspection of the test vehicle prior to arriving for your CDL skills test. Defective vehicle equipment could result in a vehicle failure, which will prevent you from completing the skills test. If the vehicle inspection, basic control skills, and road test are not conducted in the same vehicle, then the test vehicles must be of the same class and type and be identically equipped for the purpose of applying or removing a restrictions. Vehicles must have a legible VIN plate that clearly identifies the GVWR for each vehicle to be used for the test. Military skills test waiver. DMV may waive CDL skills testing when a member or recent member of the military provides evidence of specialty, MOS, AFSC, or rating where a principal duty is the operation of a commercial motor vehicle. Additional provisions and application details are available at OregonDMV.com or from DMV Customer Assistance at 503-945-5000. Violations of out-of-service orders. In Oregon, you will lose your CDL for at least 180 days if you have committed your first violation of an out-of-service order. For at least 1 year If you have committed two violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period, for at least 3 years, if you have committed three or more violations of an out-of-service order in a 10-year period. Human trafficking. You will lose your commercial driving privileges for life if you use a CMV to commit a felony involving certain severe forms of human trafficking. Diversion. A person who holds commercial driving privileges is not eligible for diversion or any other action that prevents a conviction for a traffic offense from appearing on their driving record. A person holds commercial driving privileges even if the commercial driving privileges are suspended, canceled, or revoked. A person is considered to hold commercial driving privileges even after the person's CDL has expired. If you hold a commercial driving privilege and DMV receives a record of diversion, DMV will suspend your commercial driving privileges. Hardship permits. You may not operate a commercial motor vehicle with a hardship permit. If your driving privileges are suspended for any reason, you will not be able to get a hardship permit to drive a commercial motor vehicle. If you are eligible to obtain a hardship permit to drive non-commercial vehicles, you will have to surrender your CDL. Next page, page I-5, crash/collision/accident. Within this manual, the terms accident, collision, and crash have the same meaning. Move over law. Oregon's move over law is in place to protect roadside workers, emergency responders, and others who are stopped or working alongside the road. If you see a vehicle with flashing lights or hazard lights, you are required to move over or slow down. This applies to emergency vehicles, tow trucks, public works vehicles, law enforcement, or any vehicle displaying hazard lights. If you see a vehicle with flashing lights or hazard lights on the shoulder, and there is more than one lane of travel in the direction you are going, you must move over one lane, if it's safe to do so. If moving over isn't possible, you must slow down to at least 5 miles per hour below the posted speed limit as you pass the vehicle. This helps protect workers, emergency responders, and other road users. Version. This manual is designed to be used with the AAMVA Modernized Testing System version March 2025. Next, we see an image of a worker and two kids with a sign that reads, "Slow for my dad. Pay attention. Help keep everyone safe. Respect the zone." Transportation safety. Next page.